The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yep, got to go out there and get a win. Raheem Morris talking about facing Dan Quinn. That's that 2016 Falcons staff that Raheem was such an integral part of. And, of course, Raheem replaced Dan Quinn as the interim head coach when the Falcons let him go. And now he goes up against Dan Quinn and Coach Bro and the Washington Commanders on Sunday. It is the Sunday night late night game, flex to an 8:20 start. Wade Ford tailgate show will begin at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And welcome back to the Midday Show. Andy and Randy are off today. Randy will be doing 2 to 7 with Carl today. So John Fricke with you from the Northern Kia Studios. Taking your calls at 404-726-0929. And again, anything you want to discuss. If you do want to talk about the Braves, I know that there's some chatter about the Braves out there. You're welcome to. Certainly, if you want to talk about the college football playoffs. And obviously, I want to talk about the Falcons. As Turtle phrased it, you know, what's your confidence level? And I'm kind of curious, if you're really concerned about this game, if you're scared by a dog, you know, and what concerns you about it? Now, just a quick update on this. Yesterday in practice, Drake London was limited with his knee, among other injuries, for the Falcons because Antonio Hamilton and Kevin King didn't practice. That's something we're going to keep our eye on. But also Terry McLaurin did not practice with his ankle for the Commanders. And that's another thing. We'll see if how they practice today for the game on Sunday night. But I think everybody's going to try and be a go here, considering the stakes of this game for both teams, because the Falcons aren't technically out of the wild card. They could actually get a little help from the Bears tonight by beating the Seahawks. So they're not out of the wild card, but, you know, I don't really want to even pay attention to what if they tie, or what if they this, or three-team tie, or anything like that. The Falcons control their own destiny. So if they go up and beat the Commanders, however they win, if they beat the Commanders and then come back home and beat Carolina, the Falcons are NFC South champs no matter what happens with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or anybody else. So they control their own destiny. That's the big thing right now. 404-726-0929. What concerns you now about this team? Do you think that maybe Michael Penix was just a one-off because they played a really bad team. I'm not going to try and sugarcoat the fact that the Giants were a bad team. But when you're playing a bad team, you got to go out and bury them. You know, unlike the week before when they were also playing a bad team in Las Vegas and almost got beat on a double Hail Mary by DoorDash, for crying out loud. I mean, that would have been just the kicker to anything, right? I mean, DoorDash, are you kidding me? This team went out and offensively and defensively dominated the game against the New York Giants. Total domination. So that's what good teams do, right? And they were a good team last Sunday. Now, I don't pretend that we're going to get two pick sixes in every game. I understand that. But, boy, this defense has really kind of found its own kind of niche too. I mean, I think this defense is playing at a much higher clip. Now, they're going to really be challenged by Jaden Daniels. There's no question of that. And so I remain fairly confident because I still think the Falcons have, you know, their own weapons. I was really excited by the game last week because now you can see the future, can't you? You can see how all of this, you know, we were all, and rightfully so, a lot of us were saying, hey, that general manager, Terry Fontenot, you know, oh, my God, you know, $100 million mistake, he's got to go, you know, blah, 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 you know, Kyle Pitts sucks, all this kind of stuff. Everybody's saying all these things. And then they put together, no, Kyle Pitts, That's a different story. But they put together all this stuff here for last week, and you come out of the game going, okay, I can actually see the future where you have, yes, they have Jaden Daniels, and they have Robinson, and they have McLaurin, and they have a really good team. I'm not trying to take anything away from the command. Guess what? We're a pretty good team, too. With Penix and Bijan and Drake, yeah, we're a pretty good team, too. We got a lot of weapons ourselves. We can move the ball down the field. I mean, tight end doesn't flip it up to the other team, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, this team, now they got to go do what they did, play air-free football, win the turnover battle, score touchdowns in the red zone, you know, do all those things right. They got to play well. I'm not arguing that they don't have to play well to win the game. Of course they do. They have to play really well to win the game. But whoever wins this game is going to have to play really well, whether it's the Commanders or the Falcons. The Commanders don't have their A game. The Falcons could absolutely go up there and win. And one of the things that's kind of true is, while the Falcons have struggled against certain things, remember, they're 3-0 against the NFC East this year. They went to Philadelphia back in the days when walking into their trap and taking their trap was a thing, and beat Philadelphia, right? And then they beat the Cowboys, like nobody's business, because the Cowboys, that's the game Dak got hurt in. And then they pounded the Giants into oblivion. So, I mean, they've kind of had a run of that division. Let's go sweep that division. And the commander, it's Dan Quinn, right? We kind of know what Dan Quinn's going to give you here, and Jaden Daniels is going to run and throw, and you got to respect his legs because he can run. Everybody knows that. He's going to get yards on the ground. It's like we've got the kind of like this mentality here that, oh, my God, we're playing a running quarterback. We're going to die. That I saw from somewhere that it was after the Bijan touchdown, and it was Bijan and Bijan and Penix, and they were in the end zone, and they were just both their backs were turned. And I said, can you see it now? Can you see the future? Because this is the great thing that came out of last week. It wasn't just that, hey, last week I went, oh, yeah, do you not see? Oh, yeah, it's right there. Now, will it happen this year? I don't know. Probably not. But you can't see the future. You can't see that it's here, that it suddenly has arrived, that everything you've waited for as a Falcons fan is sitting right in front of you, that Terry Fontenot puts you in a position where you've got all these weapons around you. Falcons go out and get another wide receiver, not in the draft. Hopefully they go out and get a defensive guy. But go into free agency, get another wide receiver that complements Drake and Mooney, you know, and go out and get some more talent. I think the Falcons are in a really good spot. And I'm going, yeah, I think the next 3 to 5 years are going to be pretty fun. But that's just me. So I'm not scared at all. As a matter of fact, I'm the opposite of scared. I am, for the first time, probably since 2017, truly hopeful. I mean, I had kind of false hope that Falcons false hope kind of floating around for a while, you know. And then people would say, oh, you're a homer, which I don't care if people call me a homer. A lot of times people call me a homer are, you know, new bred fans or swampers. Don't know the definition of the word homer. And look, I've been a fan 50 years, okay, 50. So I know what it feels like. Been out there 50 years watching this stuff. Started covering them 45 years ago. I know what it's like. I started covering the Falcons of 79, for crying out loud. So I know what it's like. I've been there, done that. And by homer, yeah, if I support my teams in my town and I root for them, you're darn right, because I am not in the media. Let's clear that part up. You're in the media. No, I'm not. I am no longer in the media. I am not a journalist. I am not an unbiased reportage of journalism, okay? I'm a talk show host and a fan. Yeah, I was in that business for forever and a day, but I'm not held to any media standard anymore.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.